doing here today? It's my home day. You promised not to come.
Oh, bother.
Go home at once.
I know, Mother. I came on purpose.
But you mustn't. I'm serious, Henry. You offend all my friends. They stop coming whenever they meet you.
Nonsense. I know I have no small talk, but people don't mind.
Oh, don't they? Small talk, indeed. What about your large talk? Really, dear, you mustn't stay.
I must. I've a job for you. A phonetic job.
No use, dear. I'm sorry, but I can't get round your vowels. And though I like to get pretty postcards in your patent shorthand, I always have to read the copies in ordinary writing you so thoughtfully send me.
Well, this isn't a phonetic job.
You said it was.
Not your part of it. I've picked up a girl.
Does that mean that some girl has picked you up?
Not at all. I don't mean a love affair.
What a pity.
Why?
Well, you never fall in love with anyone under 45. When will you discover that there are some rather nice-looking young women about?
Oh, I can't be bothered with young women. My idea of a lovable woman is somebody as like you as possible. I shall never get into the way of seriously liking young women. Some habits lie too deep to be changed. Besides, they're all idiots.
Do you know what you would do if you really loved me, Henry?
Oh, bother. What? Marry, I suppose.
No. Stop fidgeting and take your hands out of your pockets. No. That's a good boy. Now, tell me about the girl.
She's coming to see you.
I don't remember asking her.
You didn't. I asked her. If you'd known her, you wouldn't have asked her.
Indeed? Why?
Well, it's like this. She's a common flower girl. I picked her off the curbstone.
And invited her to my at home.
Oh, that'll be all right. I've taught her to speak properly, and she has strict orders as to her behavior. She's to keep to two subjects, the weather and everybody's health. Fine day, and how do you do, you know. And not to let herself go on things in general. That will be safe.
Safe? To talk about our health? About our insides? Perhaps about our outsides? How could you be so silly, Henry?
Well, she must talk about something. Oh, she'll be all right, don't you fuss. Pickering is in it with me. I've a sort of bet on that I'll pass her off as a duchess in 6 months. I started on her some months ago, and she's getting on like a house on fire. I shall win my bet. She has a quick ear, and she's been easier to teach than my middle-class pupils because she's had to learn a complete new language. She talks English almost as you talk French.
That's satisfactory at all events.
Well, it is and it isn't.
What does that mean?
You see, I've got her pronunciation all right, but you have to consider not only how a girl pronounces, but what she pronounces. And that's where...
Mrs. and Miss Ainsford Hill.
Oh, Lord.
How do you do?
How do you do?
My son, Henry.
Your celebrated son. I have so longed to meet you, Professor Higgins.
Delighted.
How do you do?
I've seen you before somewhere. I haven't the ghost of a notion where, but I've heard your voice. Oh, it doesn't matter. You better sit down.
I'm sorry to say that my celebrated son has no manners. You mustn't mind.
I don't.
Not at all.
Oh, have I been rude? I didn't mean to be.
Colonel Pickering.
How do you do, Mrs. Higgins?
So glad you've come. Do you know Mrs. Ainsford Hill? Miss Ainsford Hill?
Has Henry told you what we've come for?
We were interrupted, damn it.
Oh, Henry, really?
Are we in the way?
No, no. You couldn't have come more fortunately. We wanted to meet a friend of ours.
Yes, by George. We want two or three people. You'll do as well as anybody else.
Mr. Ainsford Hill.
God of heaven, another of them.
How do you do?
Very good of you to come. Colonel Pickering.
How do you do?
I don't think you know my son, Professor Higgins.
How do you do?
I'll take my oath I've met you before somewhere. Where was it?
I don't think so.
It don't matter anyhow. Sit down. Well, here we are anyhow. And now, what the devil are we going to talk about until Eliza comes?
Henry, you are the life and soul of the Royal Society soirees, but really you're rather trying. On more commonplace occasions.
Am I? Very sorry. I suppose I am, you know.
I sympathize. I haven't any small talk. If people would only be frank and say what they really think.
Lord forbid.
But what...
To think is bad enough, Lord knows, but what show? Do you suppose out now with what I really think? Cynical? Who the dickens said it was cynical? I mean, it wouldn't be decent.
Oh, Mr. Higgins.
You see, we're supposed to be civilized and poetry and philosophy and art. Many of us know even the meanings of these names. Know of poetry. What do you know of art or science or anything else? What the devil do you imagine?
Miss Doolittle.
Yes, she is, Mother.
How do you do, Mrs. Higgins? Mr. Higgins.
That's right. I'm very glad indeed to see you.
How do you do, Miss Doolittle?
Colonel Pickering, is it not?
I feel sure we've met before, Miss Doolittle. I remember your eyes.
How do you do? My daughter, Clara.
How do you do?
How do you do?
I've certainly had the pleasure.
My son, Freddie.
How do you do?
By George, Covent Garden.
Please, don't sit on my writing table. You'll break it.
Sorry.
Will it rain?
In the west of these islands is likely to move slowly in an easterly direction. There are no indications of any electrical situation. What is wrong with that, young man?
I'm sure I hope it won't turn cold. There's so much influenza. A whole family regularly every spring.
My aunt said that it's old woman in.
Done her.
Why should she die of influenza? She'd come through differ before. I saw her with my own lips. She was. They all thought she was dead. In gin down her throat till she came through so sudden that with that strength in her have to should have come to me. What pinched it, done her in.
All talk. To do a person in.
Believe that your aunt was killed.
To killed her for a hat pin, let alone.
Right for your father to pour spirits down her throat like that. It might have killed her.
Not her. Gin was much. He'd poured so much down his own throat that he knew good of it.
Do you mean that he drank?
Drank? My word, something
for you.
Not a bit. It never did him no harm, what I could see. But then he did not keep it up regular. On the burst, as you might say, from time to time, and always more agreeable when he had a drop in. When he was out of work, my mother used to give him fourpence and tell him to go out and not come back until he'd drunk himself cheerful and loving-like. There's loads drunk to make them fit to take this. If a man has a bit of a conscience, it always takes him when he's sober, and then it makes him low-spirited. A drop of booze just takes that off and makes him happy. Doing it proper, what was you like? Anything I oughtn't?
Not at all.
Anyhow, what I always say is... Well, I must go. So pleased to have met you. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Colonel Pickering.
Goodbye, Miss Doolittle.
Goodbye, all.
Are you walking across the park, Miss Doolittle? If so...
Walk? Not bloody likely. I am going in a taxi.
Well, I really can't get used to the new ways.
Oh, it's all right, Mama, quite right. People will think anybody if you're so old-fashioned.
Old-fashioned? But I do hope you won't begin using that expression, Clara. I've got accustomed to hear you talking about men as rotters and calling everything filthy and beastly, though I... But this last is really too much. Don't you think so, Colonel Pickering?
I've been in India for several years, and manners have changed so much that I sometimes don't know whether I'm at a respectable...
Matter of habit. There's no right or wrong in it. Nobody means anything. Gives such a smart emphasis to things that are not in themselves very witty. I find the new small talk delightful and quite innocent.
Well, after that, I think it's time for us to...
Three at homes to go to still. Goodbye, Mrs. Higgins. Goodbye, Sir Higgins.
Goodbye. Walk at the three at homes.
Such nonsense all this early, Vic. Bloody nonsense.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. You know my days.
Goodbye, Mr. Higgins.
Goodbye.
I shall never be...
Don't. It's not compatible.
You're down on me if I'm not positive. Goodbye. Goodbye. This doesn't voice nice, don't you think?
Is Eliza presentable?
You silly boy. Of course she's not presentable. She's a triumph of your art and of a dressmaker. No, that she doesn't give herself away in every sentence she utters. You must be perfectly cracked about her.
But don't you think something might be done? I mean, something to eliminate the sanguinary element from her conversation?
Not as long as she is in Henry's hands.
Which is improper?
No, dearest. It would be quite proper, say, on a companion party.
Well, I must...
know yourself. I haven't heard so of the volunteers in Hyde Park.
I suppose I don't always talk...
What is the exact...
Well, I've come to live there with Henry.
I know all about it.
Of course. Where should she live?
Things are taking...
Well, that's where my things are. Well, before Eliza came, she keeps saying...
You should... End of every conversation about Eliza.
And her confounded bore lips and her teeth and her tongue. Not to mention the lot.
You certainly are a pretty pair of babies, playing with your life.
The hardest job I ever tackled, you've noticed, is to take a human being... That separates clams.
No, very seriously. It's
the most absorbing experiment. Teaching Eliza.
Dressing.
She is just like a parrot.
She talks and everything she hears.
Right away as if she'd been when Pickering started.
I realized that when Eliza walked, the point that her mother had.
The boy, I see her. The problem of her.
Infinitely
stupid. She was with all the
money. Finally.
Employment. Anyhow, there's no good. Because the Shakespeare exhibition.
Oh. maestro, your first pupil, your... I am a little Nepomuk, the marvelous boy. Throughout Europe, you teach me. I have not your engine, your brow. Now I am famous, they call...
And what are you doing here among all...
Two languages. I am our great cockney for any man in Europe.
Understand the Greek, James.
He cannot speak nor understand, cannot deceive me. Here, he speaks English so villainously that he dare not utter a word of it without betraying his origin. I help him pay through the nose. I make them all pay.
Is this fellow really an expert? Can he find out Eliza and blackmail her?
We shall see. If he finds her out, I lose my bet.
Well, Eliza, now for it. You ready?
Are you nervous, Colonel?
Free as I felt before my first battle. It's the first time that frightens.
It is not the first time for me. 50 times. Huggery and Angel Court in my day. Not to let Professor Higgins wake me for, because I used to in Drury Lane.
Now ready?
Miss Doolittle. Colonel Pickering. Professor Higgins.
Miss Doolittle. Colonel Pickering. Professor Higgins.
How'd you do?
How'd you do? How'd you do, Pickering?
How do you do?
Is that your adopted make a sensation?
Most
find out all about her.
You have a rival here tonight. He introduced himself as your pupil. Is any good?
He can knows dozens of them. A shonetician, no good whatever. How you do? Fearful bore for you, this tenant.
Professor Higgins, he will tell about the wonderful young lady, Professor. You know very well. They tell them, since people stood on their chairs to look at Mrs. Langtry. At last, Nepomuk, have you found out all about the Doolittle lady?
I have found out all about her. She is a fraud.
A fraud? Oh, no.
Yes, yes. She cannot deceive me. Her name cannot be Doolittle. She is not English.
Oh, no.
Do perfectly. Only foreigners who have been taught.
She terrified me by the way she said. I had a schoolmistress who talked like that. But if she is not English, what is she?
Hungarian. Hungarian, and of royal blood. I am Hungarian. My blood is royal.
Did you speak to her in Hungarian?
I did. She was very clever. She said, please speak to me in English. I do not understand French. French? She pretend not to know the difference between Hungarian and French. Impossible, she knows both.
And that out?
Instinct, maestro. The Magyar races can produce that air of the divine right, those resolute eyes. She is a princess.
What do you say, Professor?
I say an ordinary London girl out of the gutter, and I place her in Drury Lane.
Oh, oh maestro, maestro. You are mad on the subject of Cockney dialects. The London gutter is the whole world for you.
What does your excellency say?
Oh, she must be a princess at least.
Not necessarily legitimate, of course. Morganatic, perhaps. But that is undoubtedly her class.
I stick to my opinion.
Oh, you are incorrigible.
Why on her?
I don't think you'll all stare so at me. Exactly like Queen Victoria. I am sorry if I have lost your bet. I have done my best, but...
You have not lost it, my dear. Time's over.
Let us get out of this.
Eliza is tired and out.